Proverbs 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. This morning I went to an airline desk to check in for a flight to Dallas. The lady took my ticket, checked the list, and crossed off the wrong name. I smiled and said, "Excuse me, you crossed off the wrong name. My name is Iams, E-I-M-S. You crossed off Mr. Ellis by mistake." She became quite belligerent, sort of went off in a huff and said, "Well, it looked like Ellis to me. Besides," she said, "it's no big deal." "No," I said, "probably not, unless Mr. Ellis shows up." She didn't like that either. As I sat down, I thought to myself, what's her problem? As I reflected, it occurred to me that her problem was most people's problem. We don't like to be corrected. If we're wrong, we don't like to admit it. If someone shows enough concern to point out a fault or error, we don't express our gratitude and thanks. We usually try to justify ourselves or argue the point to prove we're right. Somehow this shows up early in life. Our family was recently having dinner at the home of a friend. Our host's 8-year-old son sat down and began swinging his legs, as many kids do when they sit in a chair. The problem was that he was kicking his dad in the knee. The man laughed, looked at his son, and said, "Hey, pal, watch it. You're kicking your dad in the leg." The kid frowned and looked at his dad and said, "But I just started." Why do we do that? Why do we try to justify whatever we do rather than admit we're wrong? Do we despise wisdom and instruction? Probably the greatest single reason is pride. We hate to admit that anyone could possibly be smarter than we are. We're ashamed to acknowledge our ignorance or error. We think that if we do, we'll be looked upon as a fool. But notice what this verse says. It teaches just the opposite, and that should not surprise us. The wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. It is the normal thing for the world to teach a wisdom that is absolutely contrary to the Word of God. What the world teaches as right is often wrong according to the Scriptures. Situation ethics is the standard of the world. Whatever seems right to you, as you judge it, with a mind and conscience contaminated by a sinful nature within and a corrupted society that surrounds you, is right. Is it any wonder, then, that this verse says that the wise man welcomes instruction, admits his need, admits he is wrong, admits he needs help? Now, I know that's hard to do. Lila Trotman, one of the godliest women I know, tells of her early years as the wife of Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators. When Doss would suggest a better way of doing something, she would struggle with an inner rebellion. She didn't want to be taught. We're all like that, really. We would rather go in our own ignorance than admit a need. That's the great effect of this book. It speaks to scores of practical, everyday needs.